Chris, back to Super League this week. Must be delighted you got through the cup. What do you make of the draw?
Yeah, happy. It's there's noisy games once you get to the quarter final. So yeah, it's going to be a tough encounter, but you know, really pleased that we're back into the Super League season now.
You're flying at the minute in all competitions. This is a big test for you, though, isn't it? Warrington at home.
Yeah, it is. Gives a really good mark of where we're at. You know, last time we came up against the top four side, we came up short in Hull FC. It's a game that we're looking forward to, and again, it'll tell us where we are as a group.
And looking at the challenge that Warrington bring, what are you expecting from them?
Just a free-flowing game. They like to throw the ball around. You know, the ball's never dead with Warrington. They've got some smart, very smart halves and, you know, great forward pack, Ashton, Sims and Hill, that cause a lot of problems. And they've got some speed on the edges, so it's going to be a tough task. But you know, home form has been pretty good over these last 7-8 weeks.
And they say styles make fights if you like, but you both like to play good rugby. Are you expecting just a wide open game on Sunday?
I wouldn't say a wide open game. You know, I'd like it to be a grind. We enjoy the grind mentality of games, and you know, we're expecting a grind game this week. Yeah, both teams like to throw the ball around, but I think it's what we do without the ball that will win us the game, and we need to be a lot better than what we was last week against Toulouse.
And looking at the team, how are you looking squad-wise?
Yeah, we're looking okay. We rested a few last week, Scroots and Toops, and a few other guys there. Bill Tupu coming into the 19 as well. We've got a pretty fit squad. We're just obviously missing Scotty Moore. I've named my team today to the players, and we've had a decent session this morning.
Do you know your best 17 yet? Because obviously you've not been here that long, have you?
Yeah, in my head I do, yeah. When everybody's fit, I know what my 17 will be, but you know, the injuries that the teams have, you never get to put your best 17 every week, and you know, this week's going to be no different. But you know, we've freshened the team up. We've given opportunity to a few people this week, and it's a game that we're really looking forward to. And you know, it's a game that you know, we need to make some improvements in some certain key areas if we are to get anything from it.
It's getting quite tight above you as well at the minute, isn't it? So if you get another 2 points, it almost brings you into that fight as well. I know it might seem a long way away in many respects, but in points-wise, it's not that far away now, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. And you know, looking at the way the results have gone, you know, look at yesterday's. You know, we probably need another minimum of 4 wins to get in that top eight, which is certainly achievable. But yeah, that's the good thing about this competition this year. There's no real breakaway teams. It's you know, that set the world on, set the Super League on fire. It's a tough competition this year, and everybody's beating each other. We've just got to make sure that our home form, we continue the good form at home, and you know, it's another step up this week. And like I said earlier, the last time we came up against a top four side, we came up short. So it'd be a good marker of where we're at as a playing group.
How would you evaluate the start you've made? Obviously, the results have been fantastic, but how would you evaluate it as a coach?
Yeah, I think the start was pretty good. I think we've dropped off these last 3 or 4 weeks. I don't think we've played particularly well these last 3 or 4 weeks. The things that were working for us the first 3-4 weeks aren't necessarily where they need to be, you know, towards the back end of this, these last 3 or 4 weeks. So I think we just dropped off in the little 1%ers. But, you know, overall, if you'd have said to me when I took over, you're going to win 7 from 8 or whatever, it's 6 from 8, I'm not right sure, then I'd have snapped my hands off. You know, we're all enjoying the ride. I think the spectators are enjoying the free-flowing rugby that we're playing, and you know, we'll continue to excite everybody.
And I think from a fan's perspective, what they're liking is that some of your key names are committing long-term to the Wildcats. That must please you as well.
Yeah, well, it means we're doing something right on the field, but, you know, more so we're doing something right, you know, a lot of good things off the field as well. And I think continuity is important. We don't want to keep chopping and changing every year. We will make some fine adjustments, and with that, obviously, players will have to leave the club, but we'll try and keep that to a bare minimum. And, you know, we're continually looking for players, some better players in this country and overseas as well. And, you know, the names that will be that you know, we're talking to, it's certainly, they're exciting me, and I'm sure they'll excite the fans as well.
And I guess that's a big part. If you're in the top eight, it almost gives you an extra couple of months to speak to players, knowing you're going to be a Super League outfit as well.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, what's taken me aback is the amount of people that actually want to come and play for Wakefield as well. You know, they're enjoying watching the Super League over there, and, you know, they've heard a lot about Wakefield Wildcats, and you know, there's a lot of good talent over there that want to come and play for Wakefield, and there's a lot of good English talent as well that want to come and play for Wakefield, which again is a testament to what's been done at this club, both on the field and off it.
I don't want to write off this season, but how much of your time is taken up by looking ahead and looking at players that you feel could add to what you've got here already?
All of it. It's a 24/7 job. This, you know, you work here 7 days a week, and then, you know, the on a night it starts again about 10 o'clock when they're just waking up in Australia. So it's you know, I'm continually on the phone. The missus isn't too happy because it obviously wakes her up. But yeah, it's just relentless. It's just you know, it's phone call after phone call after phone call. You just, you know, we're planning for next year. We're talking to a number of players both here and overseas. And like I said, I'm very excited, and I know the fans will be when, you know, we announce these signings.
And working with Michael, what's that like? Because obviously he deserves a great deal of credit for turning this club around off the field. Is that all going to plan?
Yeah, it's great. We speak to each other daily. We see each other daily, and you know, I identify the players, and Michael speaks to their agents and talks money. And, you know, that's my job done. I identify the players. I speak to the agents, let them know that I want them to come to Wakefield, try and sell the players, try and sell the club to them. You know, it's certainly been a lot easier selling the club to a team that's winning every week. And, you know, Michael's been very good in terms of negotiating the deals. We're not the richest of clubs. We haven't, you know, we don't spend anywhere near the salary cap, but we've shown out on the field that we're very, very competitive with the squad. You know, the squad that we've got. We've got a squad of 31 players, you know, and that, to get a squad of 31 players on the budget that we've got is a fantastic you know, achievement by Michael and Chris at the top there.
Just one thing I want to ask you about, the Scott Moore gouging charges. What happens now with that one? Where does the club lie with that one?
Well, there's just going to be an investigation. There's been an investigation. Now it's a disciplinary next Tuesday or Wednesday. We asked for the hearing to be put back a week, just so we could gather a little bit more evidence and speak to people, and you know, we'll obviously get some legal representation as well on the night. Scott's adamant that there was nothing there. He's not gouged anybody. He's not that kind of player. I've said it before. There's no video. There's no clear video evidence. All you see is three or four blokes on top of Scott Moore in the melee. So, you know, we'll be going there, we'll be fighting it, and, you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens. But we're confident, and we're hopeful that Scott comes out the other end.